WCSG Backstage gives you access to your favorite WCSG DJs from your family-friendly morning show, the most music for your middays, and the ride home.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve, and this is
WCSG Backstage.
Well, welcome to WCSG Backstage. Today we bring you behind the scenes to talk about our winter bubbles, our dream decor for a fancy resort stay, our pick of movies as theaters begin to open up, and a very timely deep cut. Also, if you haven't had a chance to look, we're at episode 60.
Wow.
Yes.
60.
I know.
Older than all of us.
That's true. Finally.
It's our diamond episode.
Diamond anniversary.
Yes.
Very nice.
Well, winter is coming, and experts say that we need to start working on securing our COVID bubbles of people that we want to spend time with through the winter months. So we thought this would be fun. You get to pick three famous people to be in your bubble. Who are you picking? Mm. Steve, you go first.
Okay, well, I tried to think of people who have already been infected, so at least in theory, they're already immune, maybe?
Yeah. Right? So Tom Hanks.
Is that how it works? Yeah. Of course, Tom Hanks. You know, he'd just be a fun and funny person to have in the bubble. Good for a laugh. You know, he could teach me his Forrest Gump or his Captain Phillips accents, because I like accents, and he can do those both very well.
And it would give you something to do during your winter months.
Exactly.
I'd like to challenge him to be to do the Captain Phillips accent as Forrest Gump.
Ooh.
You know?
Yes.
Wow.
We could come up with all kinds of improv games. But, you know, anytime we go someplace and I forget my mask, he could be like, Houston, we have a problem.
Wow. Yeah, good.
Or, you know, if I start to get depressed or frustrated with the long, cold, dark, lonely Michigan winter, he could remind me, there's no crying in baseball.
Is he bringing Wilson with him, too?
Oh, maybe so.
There
you
guys have something to do.
Yeah. So anyway, a lot of, you know, possibilities there. Another person who has been infected already and kind of the opposite end of the spectrum would be author and lecturer Jordan Peterson. I was talking about him yesterday. Yeah. I know, I'm getting
You're so philosophical
looks.
At your age of 60. I mean, at the podcast age of 60.
But you are not 60.
That's not almost, but not quite. Yeah, no, but the thing about Jordan is, you know, he would challenge me to, you know, work toward change. He has this thing that he says, if you want to make the world a better place, start by cleaning up your bedroom. Like, you know, like make your bed and then work outward from there. So he, you know, he kind of helps me break things down into doable tasks.
Sure.
Sure, wasn't take a look at yourself and make a change?
Well, that would be Michael Jackson. anyway, so I feel like that would be good as I'm trying to stave off the effects of Alzheimer's.
Absolutely.
Stay stimulated.
You know,
yeah,
just
stay
keep
focused.
The brain working.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And then number three, this is kind of a cheat because it's actually two people, but they kind of go together. So Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart.
Oh,
have
okay.
both been infected. Yes, they're both super funny. I feel like, I don't know what it is, if it's the size difference, but those two guys are individually funny, but they're funnier when you put them together.
Yes.
They were both in Jumanji?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having Arnold Schwarzenegger and Danny DeVito together.
A little bit. Yeah. They're the modern version of that.
Yep.
Now, this I thought was funny. A quote from Kevin Hart. He said, the problem, he was talking about, you know, coming down with COVID-19. He said, the problem is that I had it around the same time as Tom Hanks, and I couldn't say anything because he's more famous than I am.
I read this. Yeah.
The Rock might be a little bit more of a challenge to get him to come and hang out in my bubble because his message to fans was, be strict about having people over to your house or gatherings. Stay positive and care for your fellow human beings.
Oh, smart advice.
So, yeah.
But I also, can you imagine how buff you would get if you worked out with him all the time?
I mean, I've got Jordan Peterson working on my brain.
Yes.
I got The Rock.
The Rock working on your muscles.
And then I've got my accents.
You're going to come out a whole different person.
You could actually come out as Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Maybe so. Yeah, because there would be the accents and the muscles.
Built.
I don't know about the brain stuff.
Well, he was a governor.
That's
true.
So he has to know a few things about a few things.
I mean, he was the Terminator, so he has a computer for a brain.
Yeah, exactly. He's cyborg.
There you go.
All right, I'll go next. Okay, I didn't think through mine maybe as carefully as Steve did, but I'm still going to go with these.
I had a little extra time on my hands.
Number one, I'm going to go with Ina Garten from Food Network. She is known as the Barefoot Contessa, and she is one of those ladies who lives in the Hamptons, and she makes like fabulous meals for her friends. She loves to entertain, but nothing is like over the top. It's like a simple roast chicken or a meatloaf, like foods that are very approachable. Right. So I feel like I could learn a lot from her, but also like hang in the kitchen. Yeah. Like I have some skills already, so I wouldn't feel totally intimidated.
Now, are there any sanitation concerns with the bare feet?
I don't know if she's actually bare feet. A store that she owned was called that. So I feel like she would be a good choice. Number two, Kelly Clarkson. I always thought she and I would be really good friends. Yes, like she just seems like a good time.
Very bubbly.
Yeah, went to one of her concerts once, and it was one of those like just let your hair down, sing as loud as you want. We've had some similar life experiences, so I feel like she'd be a good hang. Mm-hmm. And then number three, Keith Morrison from Dateline NBC, because I do love the true crime, but also I think he would always have a good story to tell. You would always be entertained in the way he would tell
the style of delivery.
Yes. He would tell you every night, and you could fall asleep to that.
I mean, it's a really sad state that I'm in, though, that I can listen to, you know, the stories of people seeing the end of their lives and then just go to sleep.
Right.
You know?
I feel like he'd come into the kitchen where the Barefoot Contessa had just baked like a full plate of cookies.
Right.
And there are several missing. And he'd be like, what happened to the cookies?
Where did they go?
Was it Kelly Clarkson or Amanda?
Or maybe he'd
That's
give the
really good. Yeah. You're already good at your accents.
You've been hanging out with Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
good list.
Thank
I like
you.
That.
Yeah, very good.
I chose Ina Garten as well as one of my people. The people I chose were all living, so I figured that's probably a good start.
It might be a little funky and fragrant if you picked otherwise.
Exactly.
Fragrant.
Unless they were cremated. But anyways, that's a little bleak. Okay, so my three people.
And Keith Morrison would have the story as to how they ended
that's
up there.
That's true. That's true.
Hugh Jackman was the first guy I picked. I loved him in The Prestige, Les Miserables, The Greatest Showman, X-Men. Happy Feet I could do without. But just a great guy.
He was happy in Happy Feet?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, wow. He was the dad of the baby penguin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who was Robin Williams?
He was the one with the crazy, like the penguin with the crazy hair.
Right. Yeah. Gotcha. Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. So I just love Hugh Jackman. I think he'd be great to hang out with. Ina Garten was my second choice.
Agreed.
I figure someone has to cook. She is at the top of that list. My wife makes this curry chicken from her, which is just out of this world. It's got like mango chutney in it and curry and chicken. It's so good. But she was also, she can cook the books. She was also a former staff member of the White House Office of Management and Budget.
Yes.
Under our own Gerald R. Ford and Jimmy Carter. So maybe she
could
help out with the taxes as well. That'd be nice.
Nice.
And Benedict Cumberbatch was my third choice. I love him. Not only a great actor, loved him in Sherlock Holmes on the BBC and Doctor Strange, but he's also a real life hero. Did you hear about him? He fended off four muggers who were jumping this delivery guy on a bike. They hit him with like a wine bottle on his head. He jumped out of his Uber and went to fend off all of the muggers. The guys started to attack him. Then I guess they realized who he was and they ran away.
So, wow.
Yeah. So
I've not heard that.
We would keep beating this man, except for you're famous. So we're not gonna anymore.
Well, I mean, he's got that time stone.
That's right.
Makes him pretty intimidating. You know, he was able to turn it back.
Turn it back. They get confused. You know,
you get that bottle of wine back and you can just go out.
I think your selection of Hugh Jackman is really good. He did a live show like 2 years ago. And my mom is the queen of I'm going to buy you an experience instead of a thing. And so we went to Detroit and saw him do his live show.
Oh, wow.
He is majestic in everything that he does. He tap dances.
He's a triple threat.
Yes. I mean, however many numbers you can put. Like, he could sing. He said really nice things about his wife. Like, there was just all sorts of things. So that is a very good choice.
Thank you.
And I'd like to read that comic book, Doctor Strange and Wolverine Team Up.
Ooh.
Right? Is that a thing?
I don't know, but it should be.
Well, I mean, you know,
the time's
got
for that too.
Both
of those characters. Anyway.
All right, so here's what I went with. I started off with a good laugh. I went with Paul Rudd. I think he's a good time, good hang. Really love Ant-Man. I went with Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Of course.
I have a lot of questions for him.
Good call.
Would love to pick his brain, just do a little singing, a little writing, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, so those were kind of like people I'm more familiar with. But then as I was doing, I wanted to challenge myself and reach out to maybe somebody I don't know as well, but somebody
you
I've
know these other two guys.
Well, you know as no as well as I can.
He's familiar with their work.
Yes, I went with Keanu Reeves.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Now here's listen. I did a little research on this guy because at first I kind of found him annoying, but then over the last handful of years, I've really come to realize like. He's one of the most charitable, caring, kind stars in all of Hollywood.
And he has age-appropriate girlfriends.
Well, and yes. So I was doing a little research. He charitable donations to children's hospitals, cancer research. He does it all quietly. But people have found out about this in the meantime.
And
but
when they find out, they go, whoa.
They do.
That's exactly what they say.
Tom Hanks does that really well.
But he's also lived a lot of life. I found these things kind of interesting. He's gone through a lot of heartache. He lost his girlfriend in a car wreck 18 months after they lost their daughter. She was born stillborn. He took care of his sister as she battled cancer, lost one of his best friends to a drug overdose, and he even struggled through school because of dyslexia.
Yeah.
So I just feel like he's got a lot going on. And yes, he does have an age-appropriate girlfriend, which is awesome as well. But I feel like there's more to learn and glean from him, and I think he'd be a good time as well.
I do have to warn you.
What's that?
I've heard relationships based on intense experiences never work.
That's from Speed.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Yep. Wow.
Now you got to give us a quote from Hamilton. And
I'm not throwing away my shot.
Some kind of Paul Rudd.
It's a good thing you got a computer in front of you. There's no way you pulled that out of the air.
Well, no. I mean, I kind of knew part of it in the back of my head.
No, that was good.
I knew the concept.
Yeah.
I can't think of a Paul Rudd quote except just laughter, dancing. He's
fun. He just released a video where he's just dancing and having a good time. So, anyways, those are my three.
Good list. I like it. Well, vacationing has basically been put on hold for the time being, but there's a resort in France that piqued our interest because they recently revealed they have an entire suite that is completely decked out in decor patterned after those chocolate candy oranges that you get at Christmas time.
Yeah.
So the room is basically Cheetos orange, and then there's like blue accents with the bedspreads and that kind of stuff. So if you could spend the weekend in a candy-themed resort suite, which candy would you want? Mm-hmm. Tom, what about you?
Okay. I pick black licorice.
Oh, what?
Wait. That's why I pick black licorice. That is why right there. Look, you go into a hotel room. It has been used by so many people. The bed is dirty. Who knows how many people use those sheets.
Right.
You know, it's a mess. But no one's going into the black licorice
that
suite.
That is true.
Just me and maybe a handful of others. So it's going to be clean. A
handful of very old men.
Yes. It's
just even the mention of black licorice, and I can smell the anise in my brain.
Yep.
Wait.
Is that what it is?
The what?
Yes.
Anise.
That's what it tastes like.
What is that? Like some kind of like a spice?
Yeah.
Yeah, spice.
Okay, okay.
But if you're immature, you don't call it anise.
Well,
you call
not.
It something else.
Yeah. Thanks for being mature.
You're welcome.
I think we should know Jeremy's son. He is not an old man, but he loves black licorice.
My son is 9, and he's typical picky eater. At 9, he loves chicken nuggets. He loves french fries. Anything that's beige.
Sure.
Yeah.
But he doesn't like cheese. He doesn't like macaroni and cheese. Mm. And so there's some weird things, oddities. But he loves black licorice.
That
he loves
interesting.
Black licorice jelly beans.
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
What is wrong with you?
I like black
licorice.
I
love your
too.
Reasoning for this. This is very smart.
Yeah, that was.
You really thought through
clean.
It.
Well thought out. Okay, so I love dark chocolate, as some of you may know. But I imagined living in a room of it. And I don't know. I mean, like, all I could think is I'm not a fan of stickiness on my skin at all. All right. So
chocolate bar bed is out of the question.
Yeah, kind of. I'm going to have to go with a candy that's famous for melting in your mouth, not in your hand.
I picked that one too.
Did ya?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, there is the dark chocolate M&Ms, but I also like variety in my life. So I feel like the room could just be general M&M themed.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And you have all the different kinds and varieties. Like, the bed is just a big, like, round poof, like in the shape of a M&M, you know?
But it's
like
filled it's with that, M&Ms.
Sure.
Like a big bean bag.
Sink
big
down bean bag. Into it. Yeah, that would be
chocolate
awesome.
Water bed.
Yeah. And I feel like just all the decor is actual M&Ms. It's easily, you could just pick it off the wall and eat it.
Like Willy Wonka.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
but again,
okay.
You wouldn't want to go in there after someone else had already
been
in
there. That's true. That's true. I don't know.
Pretty gross.
All the M's are licked
I hadn't
off.
Thought about that part. Like, I feel like they've got to just resurface the whole thing after every guest.
Yeah. Okay, so I went with M&M's as well, partially because peanut butter M&M's are like my favorite candy. If I'm going to a gas station and I can pick one, that's what I'm picking. I feel like the resort would like... Every time they do these, they give you like special things. So maybe there would be like kinds of M&Ms that you can't buy in the store, like different varieties.
Yeah.
Maybe the personalized ones that have your face on them. Like Steve mentioned, if it was hot, you wouldn't have to worry about them melting too much.
Right.
They do sponsor a NASCAR car. So maybe that could be like part of your experience, like tool around in that. I did imagine, this is gross thinking about it later, but initial thought was good. Maybe some sort of like spa experience where you could like sit in a bathtub of M&Ms.
As long as they're not reused, it's good for you.
I mean, I guess. I just feel like there'd be some sort of like massage.
Yeah.
And then finally, if you went by yourself, you maybe would have potential of getting lonely. So they always have those characters and they're all
That's
snarky.
True. Yes.
You know, so I feel like they'd be a good hang.
Right.
So.
Well, I also went... with M&M's.
You did not.
But I specifically went for peanut butter M&M's.
Okay.
Because my brain immediately went to chocolate and peanut butter, and I do love Reese's.
Yeah.
But over the years, I've come to find that the peanut butter M&M's just have a better chocolate to peanut butter ratio than Reese's.
As the kids say, it hits different.
It hits so different. And the peanut butter's not as hard and bitey as it is in a Reese's.
Bitey.
Yeah. And that's all. I mean, I didn't put as much thought about the NASCAR or the beanbag bed or anything like that.
Right.
But I would mimic all those
if
thoughts.
If you went with Reese's pieces, you could have E.T. as a part
That's
of
the true.
You totally could, and then never
as
sleep
long
again.
As we keep out the part where the house gets hooked up with all the hoses and the scientists keep Monty turns
so
white.
The,
and
the first
like,
act.
That's frightening as
yes,
a child.
The first act of E.T. where if he's you still can, cute.
Yes.
And if you could have Drew Barrymore be a part of it, how's that bad?
Oh, man.
You know?
Right?
That's true. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah. Movie theaters, yay, have started to reopen, and that's very exciting for us. It seems like kind of a tricky thing to start back up again. You know, do you open with classic films, latest blockbusters, you know, maybe some films that were out and you missed completely during COVID-19? So let's play it out. You're in charge. You are the program director of a movie theater. You get to pick the movie that runs opening day. Which movie are we watching? Amanda, which one do you choose?
Okay, I went with like a genre, kind of.
Yeah.
I figure because of social distancing, you're going to be with your group of people that you are comfortable with, right?
Yeah.
And there's rows between you and there's, you know, space between the groups. So I feel like this is a perfect time to really embrace movies with incredible soundtracks because you can sing and dance and no one around you is going to get annoyed. I mean, your family will, but they're annoyed with you all the time anyway.
Right.
So I'm thinking like Grease or Hairspray, Hamilton, Dirty Dancing.
Greatest Showman.
Armageddon.
Armageddon?
Is that a musical now?
It's not a musical, but...
What?
Aerosmith.
Bruce Willis featured?
No, I'm just saying, like, there's a memorable soundtrack about it.
Right.
You know, like, when I watch Dirty Dancing, you know, I know the lines, but also all the songs. So that's kind of what I thought. Maybe some, you know, there'd be some classic ones, some newer ones, kind of a range.
That's good.
All right.
So what I thought of is definitely movies that just have a satisfying ending. People, you know, are needing diversion these days. They need hope. So none of this like dystopian, pessimistic, depressing, or, you know, like open-ended conclusions, you know, like Godfather or Inception or Seven or, you know, those kinds of movies. People have had enough discouragement, you know, just waiting when they get out of the movie for them in their real life. So when they leave my theater, I want them to feel good, like the end of Indiana Jones' Last Crusade, where they're literally riding off into the sunset. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, that had a very satisfying conclusion. It's a Wonderful Life, Groundhog Day, The Truman Show, like movies like that. I know it said to pick one. I don't know. I've just
you've watched so many. That was probably really hard.
It was hard to boil it down. But that way, I just came down to like movies with a good, satisfying ending.
Then people that you were cheering for, and then they got what they wanted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Or what they needed.
Ooh, okay.
Wow. I went more the classic route. You know, I thought, you know, the Back to the Future, the Star Wars were kind of where my brain immediately went. But I wanted to challenge myself outside of those because those are kind of like, feel like givens, Indiana Jones.
Right.
I picked Goonies as the big main one because I felt like it brings people together. You've got this crew of kids and it like it goes across such a wide variety of age ranges because we grew up with it. It's also good for kids, but also like shows them getting through a bunch of difficult things. And we've gotten through a lot of difficult things in 2020.
True.
So I thought,
where is our treasure ship? When do we get to find that?
I don't know.
Yeah. It's our time.
It is our time.
Bag full of rubies instead of marbles. We saw that at the drive-in over the summer.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. It was really, really neat. So they showed it with Gremlins.
Oh, boy.
And Goonies. Wow.
Yeah. It was a nice mix. Well, I hear that theaters are not releasing their blockbusters until 21, maybe as late as July of 21. So I would think you'd have to fill some of those studios with classics. The rest with movies, kind of the industry is letting out, kind of trickling in. But I really came down to one movie that I wanted to show. It was my favorite movie as a child, Empire of the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
Directed by Steven Spielberg.
Right.
Stars Christian Bale as a child. They released it Christmas Day back in 87. Mm. And that movie just moved me as a kid. And it has been one of my favorites of all time. So
I'm surprised you stuck with it as a kid. It's a long movie.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen that one.
Yeah, I haven't.
What is it
about?
What's
the story?
It's about a young boy who grows up in, I think it's China.
It's China, yeah. So there was a big community of people from England,
British
people, who are working in China when the war happens and Japan kind of occupies and puts all these people in like prison camp.
So he lives in a very beautiful home. They're very rich, but he gets separated from his parents and ends up in a camp. Mm. And it's the story of him and his journey through these camps. And I won't give you the ending, but it's just a really amazing story. Great soundtrack and just epic film. As always, we appreciate you listening to WCSG Backstage. Help support the podcast by rating and subscribing and sharing with your friends. Each show, we like to close things out with a deep cut song that maybe you don't hear on WCSG, but we still think it's a great song. Jeremy, it's your turn. What did you bring for us?
All right, I went with one, and at least the version that has been released right now is more just acoustic guitar, but I could see it maybe turning into a radio hit at some point. And I believe he's a local guy. Chris Renzema.
He is a local guy.
Oh, yeah.
Song is called Mercy, and I was doing a little research on this song, and he said that he didn't have a lot of direction or aim, just kind of felt like he's been out to sea. So there's a lot of days where he would sleep through the morning and stay up really, really late, and just overall his schedule was a mess. And so he was reading through Lamentations 3:23, which says, "Great is his faithfulness, his mercies begin afresh each morning." And he realized, man, I sleep through my entire morning. But he realizes that music can be this incredible tool for empathy in the world. And when you read through the lyrics of the song, like, it touches on every person that has been struggling. It talks about anxiety and fears and all the things that we have maybe been encountering over the last 6 months. So it's just a very timely song for us all to be encouraged by.
Cool. Looking forward to it.
I'm Jeremy.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Tom.
I'm Steve. And this is
WCSG Backstage.
The rejects, the dropouts, those used to being passed by. The addicts, the burned out, who lost their way so many times. There's room at his table for you. There's room at his table for you. Cause his mercy's new with the morning. Even when you sleep through the day. And if you're too drunk to notice, he'll hold your hand till you wake. Stressed out, the worried, those terrified of right now. The wandering, the hurried, who don't know how to slow down. There's room at his table for you. There's room at his table for you. Cause his mercy's new with the morning. Even when you can't sleep at night. you're too anxious to notice.
Are we not going to comment on the fact that the EAS thing just activated? Did we not hear that? Did that not come through?
I mean, podcast? I hear it.
Those are probably, we're hearing it. We're not sending it.
Okay. No, but like, we're fine. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
There's no storm happening or
there's
anything.
There's no...
Is there an intense circumstance
where
relationships...
There's an intense abundance of sunshine right now.
Too much sunshine. Put on your sunblock. You're all going to melt.
Sorry. You can edit that out if you want.
Yes. Oh, I totally will.
Yeah. Okay. Should I go check it just to make sure it's
not... No. I mean, it's your shift. It's up to you.
If you want to be cool with the FCC, that's totally your prerogative.